I'm Carl Shannon. We are talking with the 2001 CMA Horizon Award winner, the top new male vocalist from the 2001 ACM Awards. Now, we're going to let him say hello, and I think you might be able to guess who he is.
G'day.
G'day. G'day. It's the Crocodile Hunter, ladies and gentlemen.
I never say that, but what the heck?
Do they say that in Australia quite a bit?
G'day. Oh, absolutely.
That's the big deal over there.
Yeah, yeah.
G'day.
G'day.
Any other phrases that Australians say that we're not really familiar with?
Hey, again.
Yeah?
Hey,
yeah. Keith Urban is our guest. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure, Kyle.
We appreciate having you. The new album, we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. How come Russell Crowe has never been to any of your concerts?
Actually, he has.
He has. I know he's been to Jamie O'Neill's concerts.
Yeah. He hasn't been to recent ones, but when he was in Nashville at the CRS party, the disco party thing that they have every year, he showed up to that, and I was thinking, oh, I'd like to meet him. That'd be kind of cool.
He didn't punch you.
And someone came, yeah, well, he did, yeah. He said, that's my girlfriend. No. Jamie came over to me. She said, oh, Russell wants to come up and say hi to you. And so I went, well, good Lord, how the heck would he know me? You know. Anyway, he came up and he said, man, I used to come watch you play. And there's a place called Tamworth in Australia, which is like the Nashville of Australia. It's the country music capital. We play there every year. And evidently, Russell's been there a bunch of times. But, you know, this is 12, 13 years ago. So he said, oh, yeah, I've been to see you play a bunch of times. That was very cool.
Now, if I mention Daphne, Niles, Ross, and Eddie, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Daphne, Niles. Oh, yes, Frasier, absolutely.
You're a big Frasier fan.
Definitely.
What is your favorite part of that show?
I think just the script is phenomenal. It's tight. It's extremely witty. It's not condescending. And all good things.
Have you ever thought of trying to maybe hook up with the NBC people to see if you could be the caller on the line? Because I always have a celebrity voice. Reba's done it.
That would be cool.
And
I'd love to be humiliated by Frasier. I think that would be great. Or vice versa.
We're going to talk about the album here. Just have fun with
me. Oh, no, it's great.
Bit.
I'm hanging in there.
If you ever have a son, would you name him Sub?
No.
Sub Urban?
I got it. No.
It's a deal from Chevy.
We could, absolutely.
How many guitars do you have?
Ooh, not that many. 10?
Is that all?
Yep.
Gee whiz.
For a guitar player, it's really not that many.
A dream instrumental for me to hear would be you and Vince Gill and Ricky Skaggs, Steve Warner, Leroy Parnell, Mark Knopfler, and Leo Kottke.
Wow, you got to throw Paisley in there.
Brad Paisley.
Yeah, got to put him in there. That'd be great. I'd be into that.
What have you ever thought about doing something like that, an instrumental album or maybe a couple of songs with some of these people?
No, because I don't like my playing in the context of just watching my playing, you know? There's no instrumental on this new record.
I know.
Which is disappointing to some people. But
me. I was like, oh, we're getting another instrumental.
Yeah, I know. But I just think I'd much rather play in the context of a song. That to me is what it's all about. Not to put anything down about doing guitar albums, but I get too nervous playing in that context. You know, I got up and played with Brad a couple of nights ago, and he just blows me out of the water because he excels in that kind of competitive area. I don't have all those million mile an hour licks. it's a different bag, baby.
We will have more with Keith Urban in just a moment.